From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he expects to build on the progress made during the lame duck session of Congress when lawmakers passed a series of bipartisan measures. The new Congress that convenes this week has Republicans in charge in the House, though, and with added strength in the Senate. Speaking to reporters as he was returning to Washington, though, the president is calling on lawmakers to put aside partisanship and focus on strengthening the U.S. economy. A key element of economic strength is employment, and NPR's Scott Horsley says lawmakers and economists will be keeping a close eye on the latest employment numbers out this week.
PNC economist Stuart Hoffman is one of many forecasters who expect to see a modest improvement.
We have seen a drop in the number of people filing for unemployment insurance. We need to see it continue, and I think we will.
Hoffman expects by year's end about 2 million more people will be working in the U.S. That would still leave a painfully high unemployment rate, though, of roughly 9%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The president is set to sign legislation today that will overhaul the food safety system, a measure that will give the Food and Drug Administration new authority to step up inspections at food processing plants and force companies to recall tainted products. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says the new law will protect the health of Americans.
It will bring our food safety system into the 21st century, improving health, saving lives, and helping Americans feel confident that when they sit down at their dinner table, they won't end up in the hospital.
But full funding to implement the provisions of the law is not yet assured. A judge in Texas is today expected to set aside the conviction of a man who has spent 30 years in prison for the rape and robbery of a woman. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports a DNA test has proven Cornelius Dupree innocent of that crime.
Dupree always maintained he was innocent, and DNA evidence proved him correct. Dallas has exonerated more than 21 men, nearly all black, of rape charges. The county's astonishing rates of exoneration are due to the fact that the county kept DNA evidence for decades in refrigeration units, and the state's first black district attorney has cooperated with the Innocence Project. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Residents of the flood-ravaged city of Rockhampton, Australia, are being warned to stay out of the floodwater, which may be laced with debris, snakes, and even crocodiles. Rockhampton's Mayor Brad Carter says if the flooding threatens the city's sewage treatment plants, some wastewater may have to be released into nearby rivers.
Should the water inundation into those plants be such that the pumps and the treatment plants can't operate, we will be seeking an approval from the state government to discharge into the river system outside of the town, where it should flow through in a highly, highly diluted fashion.
Rockhampton is one of 20 cities and towns inundated by the flooding in northeastern Australia. This is NPR News from Washington. After the apparent failure of a mission to broker a transition of power in Ivory Coast, a delegation of African leaders has flown to Nigeria to brief the current chairman of the West African Regional Bloc. NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton reports the incumbent leader of Ivory Coast is refusing to step down, although the UN says he lost the recent election there.
Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan, along with his West African counterparts, will have to decide what action to take next in Ivory Coast, now that mediation efforts to persuade Laurent Gbagbo to step down appear to have faltered. An African presidential mission was dispatched to Abidjan for the second time in a week with a clear message that Gbagbo should peacefully transfer power to Alassane Ouattara or face possible removal by force. But a military intervention is neither what Ivory Coast nor West Africa needs or wants because of the risk such action might spiral into a wider conflict and destabilize the entire region. Gbagbo has called his neighbors bluff and is waiting to see what they'll do. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Sanitation crews in New York City are clearing away piles of garbage bags that accumulated following the snowstorm that blitzed the city the day after Christmas. Manhattan resident Eustacia Smith says the garbage was more of a problem than the snow.
We really had no space for it. I think on my block, it's instead of walking through a tunnel of snow, it's like walking through a tunnel of trash. It's like it was really above our heads.
But Sanitation Department Commissioner John Doherty says the situation is improving.
By the end of the week, we should be pretty well normal on refuse collection.
Doherty says the sanitation crews are responsible for both clearing snow and picking up garbage. Given that, he says he'd give them an A-plus for their work. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.